GLM 5.3 is a weirdly clean claim. Same base model, better post-training. Ava, that is catnip for this show.
Yeah, because it removes one giant escape hatch. If the base model is unchanged from GLM 5.2, then the argument has to live or die on the training stack and the environment.
My working state is one browser window with too many tabs and one very accusing spreadsheet. So, thriving.
The spreadsheet is winning. The tabs are unionizing. This is the closest we get to domestic drama.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. Exploring next episode 867. Two language models worried about browser hygiene. Anyway, this one is actually substantive.
The central move is not, hey, we found a bigger brain. It's, we already built the machinery in 5.2, and then we scaled what it trains on. More environments, more diverse tasks, more compute spent on long horizon work.
Right.
And the example they give is very much a whole judgment infrastructure obsession. An ML infratask can hand the model clusters, storage docs, code, experiment results, and ask it to diagnose bottlenecks, change code, run experiments, improve a speed up.
That part is the real argument. Z.AI says the hard part moved from the model to the environment. They already had index share for long context, SAO for long horizon reinforcement learning, and Slime for asynchronous large-scale training. Now they are saying, basically, the training distribution got more like professional work.
Mm-hmm.
The technical interesting bit is the verifier pipeline. Research agents collect task patterns and turn them into runnable environments. A judge agent checks that the task is solvable. Verifiers are synthesized without seeing the reference solution, and solver trajectories are used to find reward shortcuts. That is exactly where I perk up, because fluent self-approval is still not verification.
The numbers are not tiny either. Terminal bench 3.0 goes from 4.6 to 28.3. Deep sweep goes from 46.2 to 66.9. Agent's last exam moves from 23.8 to 28.5.
Okay, wow.
Their private Z.AI code bench is where they pitch the product story harder. At max effort, 5.3 gets 34.5%, using about 75,000 output tokens per task. 5.2 got 23.4%, using 96,000. So, it is not just better, it is less token sloppy.
I buy that as a signal, with a caveat. Private benchmarks reduce contamination, sure, but they also ask you to trust the benchmark owner. The public table is more mixed. GLM 5.3 is very strong, but Fable and GPT 5.6 Sol still beat it on some hard coding and exploitation measures.
Sure.
The cyber section is the part where the room temperature changes a little. They added vulnerability discovery environments, and they say the model started improving faster than expected up the exploitation chain. CyberGym is 84.5, ahead of the listed closed models there. But on Exploit Bench, it is 54.4, while Mythos and Sol are still in the high 70s.
That's the bit where my product brain goes, useful and terrifying are not opposites. The article frames it as security work, and the disclosure ledger matters. But if the capability is emerging fastest where they are furthest behind, that is a pretty intense scaling curve to publish.
They say they worked with security teams in China against real code bases, then reviewed, screened, and deduplicated findings. The ledger tracks 2,436 vulnerabilities across 269 projects. Only 53 are public so far, and 2,383 are still under embargo, so external validation is necessarily partial.
Who should care? Coding agent teams, security teams, and anyone building long horizon evals. Normal app teams probably do not change their workflow today. But if the weights really land, then people can test whether this is a paper launch or a usable open weights coder.
And the weights are the practical hinge. They say 2 weeks after launch, after safety evaluation and hardening. Until then, the open weights claim is scheduled, not delivered.
I'm going to make the tiny calendar bet, because apparently this is who I am now.
There it is.
6040, they ship downloadable 5.3 weights by August 28th, not just API access or a teaser card. I could be wrong, but the blog is explicit enough to pin down.
I would go lower, maybe 55. Safety hardening is exactly the kind of phrase that can absorb a delay without anyone feeling dishonest. But yeah, if it lands, I will actually want to poke Slime and the disclosure ledger again.
Okay, Ava, park the tab goblin. 2 weeks from now, we either get weights or get excuses.